You're listening to GDA Podcast, powered by GDA Speakers, now available on iTunes and all other podcast platforms, with new episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. GDA Podcast showcases insightful conversations from the best thought leaders, educators, policy experts, motivators, and storytellers on the keynote speaking circuit today. Want today's guest at your next event? Call GDA Speakers at 214-420-1999 or visit gdaspeakers.com. And now, here's this episode of GDA Podcast with hosts Scale and Kyle Davis. Enjoy.
Bonus episode. Okay, cool. So with us on the GDA bonus episode for iTunes or Apple's podcast, whatever they're calling it now, because I think they did rebrand it, we have Larry Wingett. And Larry, I think we were talking about just a moment ago, what would surprise people or what's unexpected when you give a presentation? And you had a good little riff on that.
I think what surprises people the most is the fact that I'm as funny as I am. You can't be as caustic and in your face and bold and brash as I am and get by with it, especially from the stage when you're working with big companies and associations, unless you're also really, really funny. And luckily, I am really funny. I can say something that people hate to hear but know is the truth. And while they hate to hear it, yet know it's the truth, I can make them laugh while I'm saying it. And that's, I think, what works for me and allows me to get by with everything that I say.
I think that's like a hugely important thing. I mean, we were just talking about how like I'm kind of one of these truth tellers. And while I admittedly think that I'm very funny, my sense of humor is not shared by everybody. So, you know, I think it's good that, you know, when someone like yourself who is, I don't even know if I would use the word caustic per se, but I would just say somebody that's, you know, bold,
direct,
you know, nonchalant in kind of their views, kind of going out there and doing it with a sense of humor really does allow for easier absorption sometimes.
I tell you what's fun for me. I've been doing this a long time, as Gail knows. And kind of the fun that comes for me at this point is to say what I say from the stage and to watch people pull back just a little bit in their chairs and then give it that knowing shake of the head was, God, I hate that he said that, but damn, he's right that he said that. And then they pull back forward while laughing out loud. See, to me, I get a rush out of that part of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, like when you're – so I'm assuming then when you go into a company and you speak the truth that you're doing like a bit of research for them or prior to going into it so that you know kind of some of the things that you might say you could get away with?
No.
Okay, never mind. I take that back.
No, I say what I say. I've been saying this stuff for a good long while. And, you know, I don't need to know everything about your company in order to know that you have people who don't take responsibility and they need to be reminded that they should and they need to get back to work and that that flexibility is going to be the key because you're going through change in your organization and your folks need to be reminded that everybody is. There's nothing special about them or what they're going through. All companies are going through that and we need to be flexible. And I don't need to know about what you do for a living to know that you need to deliver more value to your customers and you need to be reminded that your company only exists to serve your customers. And I don't need to know everything about you to remind you that maybe you ought to lighten up. You know, things aren't that bad. No matter how bad they may seem, you need to lighten up. And see, that's pretty much what I talk about in every speech. I have a conversation with the client to say, what are you going through right now? But mostly my conversation with the client is, why'd you pick me? There are lots of speakers. Yeah. And inevitably, every customer that I talk to, every client that I talk to says, Larry, we picked you because you tell us straight the way it is. And we picked you because our people need to be told to shut up, stop whining, get alive.
Well, there you go. Well, if you want to hear it straight from the horse's mouth, you can get Larry to come and speak for you by contacting GDA Speakers at 214-420-1999. I said it fast, but we do have a website. That's gdaspeakers.com. Larry, thank you.
Thanks, Larry.
Hey, it was fun. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of GDA Podcast, powered by GDA Speakers. If you're interested in booking today's guest, visit GDA Speakers at gdaspeakers.com or call 214-420-1999. visit GDAPodcast.com and subscribe to our newsletter to stay up to date and be informed of new episodes, blog posts, and more. Be sure to follow GDA Podcast on Twitter and Instagram at GDA Podcast, as well as Facebook at Facebook.com/GDA Podcast. Thanks again, and stay tuned for more from GDA Podcast and GDA Speakers.